This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. On a sixth day of conflict, Israel hammered Gaza with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants launched rocket barrages at Israel on Saturday. There's no sign yet of an end to the worst escalation in years, and death tolls on both sides are mounting. U.S. and Arab diplomats were seeking to calm the situation after a night of violence that saw militants fire about 200 rockets at cities in Israel, whose planes struck what it said were targets used by Hamas, the Islamist group that runs Gaza. Hamas launched Monday's rocket assault after tensions over a court case to evict several Palestinian families in East Jerusalem, as well as in retaliation for Israeli police clashes with Palestinians near a mosque, which is a top holy site for Islam. Regional and international diplomatic efforts have yet to show any signs of halting hostilities, which have been accompanied by violence in Israel's mixed communities of Jews and Arabs. Synagogues have been attacked, Arab-owned shops have been vandalized, and street fights have broken out. Taiwan raised its coronavirus alert level on Saturday in the capital, Taipei, and the surrounding city, bringing curbs for a period of 2 weeks that will shut many venues and restrict gatherings in the wake of 180 new domestic infections. Portugal will allow tourist flights from European Union countries with low infection rates and from the UK, but passengers must show a negative coronavirus test on arrival, the Interior Ministry said Saturday. Myanmar's army battled local militia fighters in the northwestern town of Mendat on Saturday, residents said, to try and quell a rebellion that has sprung up to oppose the junta, which seized power in the Southeast Asian country in February. This is VOA News. A hardline cleric in charge of Iran's judiciary, who also took part in a panel involved in the mass execution of thousands of prisoners in 1988, registered Saturday to run for the country's presidency. Ibrahim Raisi has been named as a possible successor to Iran's 82-year-old supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, leading some to suggest he wouldn't run in the race. However, his resignation shows he still has interest in the office he failed to obtain in 2017. His close ties to Khamenei and popularity, in part from his televised anti-corruption campaign, could make him a favorite in an election in which analysts already believe that hardliners enjoy an edge. China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time in the latest step forward for its ambitious space program. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore. It will join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China's first Mars landing follows its launch last month of the main section of what will be a permanent space station and a mission that brought rocks back from the moon. Announcing the landing Saturday, the official Xinhua news agency says China has left a footprint on Mars, an important step for the country's space exploration program. Meantime, China has canceled attempts to climb Mount Everest from its side of the world's highest peak because of fears of importing COVID-19 cases from neighboring Nepal, state media reported. The closure was confirmed in a notice from China's General Administration of Sport, the official Xinhua news agency said. The move reflects the abundance of caution China has taken in dealing with the pandemic. While China has mostly curbed domestic transmission of the coronavirus, Nepal is experiencing a surge with record numbers of new infections and deaths. China has issued permits to 38 people, all Chinese citizens, to climb the 8,849-meter-high mountain this spring. Nepal has given permission to 408 people. Climbing was not allowed from either side last year because of the pandemic. In Nepal, several climbers have reported testing positive for COVID-19 after they were brought down from the Everest base camp. The month of May usually has the best weather for climbing Everest. For more on these and other international news, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.